8:35. Yeah, show sheet's going out the window today. I want to continue with these stories.
Boom, gone. This always happens.
Yeah.
What does?
We end up like on a tangent.
But this is what this show is. Yeah. I mean, frankly, it's not like we're in it to get ratings, although I did get a Nielsen book yesterday.
Oh. So did I. We got $4.
I know. Well, really?
Really?
We got two. They don't count a baby.
$4. Because there's four people in your household?
Because mm-hmm. Kevin has filled them out and sent them back.
D, if you tell them that you are a African-American, they might throw you an extra dollar. They give more money to minorities.
Oh, well, it was funny. When it was like, hey, who lives in your house? Is there a white person in your house? We were like, check. They were like... Is there an African-American in your house? We were like, check. And then they were like, is there an other? And I went, check, check.
Who's the other? Are you the
yeah.
other?
Yeah. I'm like 0.5 black, 0.5 Greek. This is awesome.
Oh, my gosh. My dad asked if you were Greek the other day. He goes, he's got to be. He's
yeah.
got to be.
With dude, first
name,
of all.
He's got to be Greek, right?
Yeah, let me tell you a story. I go to Biblos to buy my guy's lunch because it's Tony's birthday. All right, so I show up to Biblos. I've never been. You know where Biblos
yeah,
is? It's
yeah.
right on, what is that, Reynolds?
Yeah.
Okay. So I've never been. You walk up these stairs. It looks like a trap. It looks like this is where they lure you and then beat you over the head and take your money. But I go upstairs, and there's like this old 1970s restaurant up there, which is dope as hell. And I walk in, and I'm like, hey, I'm here to pick up my food. And the guy takes my debit card. He reads my name, and he goes, what the church do you go to? And I said, well, I don't really go to church, but when I do go to church, I go to Trinity Church downtown, the Greek Orthodox Church. He goes, I thought that about you. He goes, a lot of your people buy food from me.
Your people?
Yeah, he goes, a lot of the people at the church, they buy the food from me. Thank you. Thank them. From me. Thank you. And I went, I did not know when I got elected leader or when I was the official representative to get this. Thank you. And he was like, you guys do very good things.
Like, you're saying
you.
A lot of words. Right
I know.
Now.
And I was
want
like,
my
dude,
food
yeah,
hot,
I just
want to go.
I just want my food.
Will you go back?
Yeah.
Because I've heard Biblos is really
it's
good.
It's really good.
Like Beirut good.
Yeah. It was really good. And never in my entire life of living here have I been inside that joint.
Mm-hmm.
And it was dope.
Next, you got to try. It's a little away from your office, but Sedone. I think it's in Sylvania.
It's not like a little away. That's
yeah,
like,
that's
a lot of ways.
Well, it's Toledo.
It's all 20 minutes.
Nothing's really that far away, which right. I have to explain to like my 80-year-old clients who are like, I don't want to go there. And I'm like... You usually call your payment in, ma'am. It's okay. You never go. You're just, what, mad at the distance of the phone call?
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
She could think there's still a long-distance charge,
but,
even though it's all 419
yeah,
usually.
Yeah, but the restaurant was dope. It was really,
it was a good
really
place.
Good.
Who's this little kid that makes $36 million that you want me to, like, mimic?
Ryan. I don't want you to mimic him. There's a bunch of creepy adults on there that also play with toys.
Check!
And it's just their yeah. hands. And I'm like, he's got good, like, you know, long white man hands that can be like, oh, little Jimmy's going to go swim in the pool with the
creepy.
Hulk.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
Until, like, hands and- gets drunk and then all of a sudden starts working out family issues on YouTube.
And then the pony comes home and says, why don't you make enough money? Well, I try! I try!
But you might have to open some of your toys.
So you, okay, because you suggested this a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Because Ryan makes $36 million.
Something like that.
And I need an angle. And
yeah.
Could the angle, I'm mostly not creepy. So would you, how, what could be my angle? Like drinking and then opening my Transformers? Or
you can't drink and then open them on kids' YouTube. You would just.
Oh, no. This would be like adult YouTube.
Well, nobody's watching.
Then nobody's watching. You're not going to make money.
Really?
You're not making money
kids
like that.
Kids aimlessly just like tap away on things that don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
No adult wants to watch another adult open a toy.
Well, I need an angle.
Kids' YouTube.
Well,
opening toys.
What if I don't open them? I don't want to open. What if I explain why I bought it and who
oh,
it is?
Oh, wow.
Now we're getting boring.
Now we're getting on to PBS
yeah.
YouTube. That's that is awesome.
This is
today we're going to talk about the intrinsic value of toys.
I am boring. This is Transformer. This is my room full of things.
No, I will explain why this meant something to me and why I bought it. And you
why
know,
I refuse to open it exactly. or touch it or interact and with anything that may bring me closer to my childhood.
Why I bought it on one site as opposed to another. Did I score a big eBay deal?
Nobody cares.
They don't care about that.
Nobody cares.
Well, screw this idea.
You would have to open up every one of your toys and make them fight. And not just like a not like a well thought out fight. You would just have to go Megatron, Optimus Prime, clash, 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 clash.
Hey, and then, did you take my piece of cheese? Yeah, that's my piece of cheese. I want that cheese.
That's nacho cheese, Megatron. Yes, it is, Optimus. Yeah.
So all I have to do is swallow some pride, mm-hmm. some adult pride, and yeah. and I got 36 yeah. million.
It's like internet stripping.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be a doctor. You want to do bigger things, but you're still here playing with toys.
Transformers webcam. I could be
staring at the boxes.
A cam boy.
Do you know what?
No.
You know what will make you at what I think your ankle could be, because I never realized this was a thing until I had like an 11-year-old, and that was those YouTube channels that teach you how to transform your Transformers, or it teaches you how to get through different levels of dumb childish games you have on your DS.
Yeah. Truth.
The Transformers one is possible, but like it's a lot more complicated than when we were kids. Like
and
some of
that's
these,
what
I mean. I never like repainted like, a Barbie, so I don't know.
That's
but,
where money is, right? Like if this one says 56 steps, and I can get some other 30-something year old through it, it's money in the bank.
Yeah, well, and then people start sending you stuff. Mm-hmm. Like the way Ryan makes so much money is because they're sending him free toys, and then he's getting paid for the advertisement of opening that said toy.
Do you know what a racket that is as a parent? Your kid gets sent toys that, as a parent, you should have bought for them in the first place. And now you make money off of said kid for playing with toys that you were supposed to buy them in the first place.
And it's got to be that they're making the money, because watched their house upgrade as the seasons have progressed.
After the show's over, he's eating crayons. You're not trusting him to make financials.
I just did my taxes, and think about it this way. Those adults doing his taxes are probably writing themselves off of his taxes.
Yeah, I know. They're like, we're dependents. And he's the head of household.
Well, and they're probably the ones that are actually making it, because they're filming the video. So it's just...
They're the adult...
Like child labor laws. I don't know. There's got to be something tricky there.
The adult grips.
Yeah.
Well, we're not getting anywhere today, but it's fun. The morning after, Saturday mornings, 8 to 10. We'll try to do What's the Word next. If not...
Hey, whatever.
I still got some announcements to get to. There's a bunch of community things. What time are you at the office till today, D?
Oh, geez. Let's see what time we get done here. So I got to go pick up my wife, and I'll probably be at the office till about 1 or 2.
Because the auto show's this weekend, mm-hmm. and then the from last week, Glass City Black Comic Fest is at the library.
Oh,
so.
Black Comic Fest.
Harry Tubman, Demon Slayer.
You didn't know they were... They had colored ones.
No, that's not what I said.
Colored comics?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know it was like
a themed.
A theme. Like, yeah, I just thought it was a comic fest.
Comedy festival. She didn't know it was just for black people.
Well,
yeah.
When they called, they never said that. Like when they were making reservations. I mean, it's not something that needs to be said.
Are you taking those people out tonight?
No, it's not my job to do that.
Why? Is it because?
It is because I'm going to punch you in your face. It is because I don't know them. I just know that they're in town. I made their reservation. That's all that happened.
And then you had some reservations.
Demarius is here. We got 2-on-2. We're going to have a race fight during the commercial break. Back next. Hold on.
Take us anywhere with the Q app. Grab it.